Hello there, welcome to this edition of the Hick Chick Chat. I'm your host, Leah Guffey, and this week I got to go to outside of Peoria, Illinois, and visit with the folks from Ag Leader Technology. They're hosting over a couple of weeks some technology meets dirt seminars going on the farm, real life, hands-on. You get to check out everything as it goes through the field. Well, for that, we talk with Matt Wolf from Ag Leader Technology, and he tells us a little bit about what you can expect on their upcoming Tech Meets Dirt on the Road tours in the state of Illinois. All right, Matt, we are here at the Technology Meets Dirt Illinois tour. We'll call it that, the road tour. Tell me a little bit about what it is that you're showing the folks on the planter. You guys have some intricate parts out there.
Yeah, we sure do. Well, the first thing is we've never done anything like this before. This is our first week ever doing the road tour events. Hoping this becomes a mainstay type deal. But the thing we wanted to bring is we wanted to bring our technologies to the field. We wanted to educate. We wanted to bring education to the field. We wanted to give farmers and growers the ability to learn more about the different technologies, not necessarily Ag Leader, but precision ag as a whole. So our events are centered around four things. The most important piece, which is the presentations going on right now, is called the value of data. And the value of data simply applies to making better management decisions based on the data. We find farmers that make better decisions with data are typically going to be more profitable because they're able to control their inputs, increase their yields, and that equals profits, and that's what it's all about. The other pieces we're going to talk about is we have a seminar based on seeding. Primarily, it is focused on Ag Leader's product line, but we talk about the different aspects of the planter and how they interrelate with Ag Leader and how farmers can take our technologies, tweak them, tune them, get them set just right, be able to do what they need to do in the field. Things like our hydraulic downforce system. A lot of farmers here, surprisingly enough, don't even have clutches or auto swath on their planters. So there's a lot of tools we offer to help reduce seed and reduce overseeding. Put the seed where we need it at the right depth, the right population, the right spacing, all those tools. The other event we're doing, which is one of my favorite things, is a nitrogen management fertilizer. We partnered up with Hagee for this event, and Hagee's got the machines out back, but we're talking about probably my favorite technology in the world, crop sensors, Optrix. This is a product that I truly believe in as a way to help farmers better manage their nitrogen out there, because the one thing we can't control is the weather, and the weather directly relates denitrification. We've got a tool that can go back in, read the health of these crops. You plug in your nitrogen program, so there's no voodoo there, no magic equation. You plug in your nitrogen programs. We simply tell you if the crop's nitrogen deficient, if it has adequate nitrogen, and we redistribute that nitrogen based on that crop. It's one of the highest returning profit products we have. And then lastly, water management. Putting in field tiles has been very important, been a big yield hitter. It's helped growers grow yield exponentially over the last several years. We're showcasing our Soilmax tile plow with our IntelliSlope product. We've got our water management experts here that show you the benefits of tile, what it means to your operation. It's a really good educational day for them.
So while we're out here, you know, we've just been talking about what a great day it is, but we've also talked about the weather. And when y'all got here yesterday, the weather was not ideal. Tell me a little bit about how quickly you have to make decisions and make things change just to get a day like today to work.
Well, firsthand, Ag Leader, us guys, you know, we don't get to spend as much time in the field as we used to. We got to really feel what the farmers go through firsthand. You know, once we advertise the events, we're locked into them. We really can't move them. A lot of guys thought we were early, but we had these events because we wanted to do side dress demonstrations. Well, we get here yesterday morning, and we got 0.2 inch of rain, but we've had probably 3 over the last week. The field was very muddy, and we were going to put our tent up out in the field, and we got looking at it, and it wasn't going to be a very pleasant experience for our customers. We look across the street, and the farmer said, "Hey, is there anything in that barn over there?" "Yeah, there's some antique tractors." So we went and talked to the property owner, and he was kind enough to let us use his facilities. And then we're going to be able to walk across the street and do our field demos this afternoon. And the Lord's blessed us with bright skies, a little bit of a breeze, and I think we're going to be able to get in the fields. Couldn't ask for a better day.
No, and so basically what y'all are doing here today is you're talking about everything that's going on and what you want people to focus on. But then this afternoon, you're going to take them out and show them how it all works.
Yeah, about 3 o'clock today, we're going to go out. We're going to run the corn planter. We're going to show off our hydraulic downforce system, show them how we're able to apply downforce on the go. That way we can reduce compaction, maintain planting depth. Then we're going to focus on our nitrogen demonstrations, which is probably going to be a big key piece for today. We got beautiful corn out here. It's had a lot of rain on it. We've got some nitrogen. We're going to run our crop sensors over the corn, and we're going to put some down some nitrogen. And then lastly, we're going to do a water management demonstration. We're actually going to put our tile plow on the ground. We're going to show them how easy it is to plow tile, how any grower with the help of AgLeader and our software can effectively move water off his fields.
I know we're very early into this, but what's some of the feedback you're getting from folks that have made the trip and stopped out with you so far?
Yeah, in fact, I just spoke to a gentleman who came from Fort Wayne, Indiana, all the way down here. Wanted to look at the technologies. You know, he felt this is probably the next step, and this was going to be a great demonstration where he gets to get – a lot of growers don't get to see this stuff. They go see us at the trade shows. We talk to them about it, but they don't get to see it live, and this is what this is all about. So you get to get your hands on it. You get to feel it. There's nothing like actually driving it before you buy it.
Well, of course, you want to test drive things before you use them. So, Matt, it's been a great day. There's a lot of technology, a lot of things people are learning. One of the things that, you know, we'll go back to the planning for just a minute. I know planting season's over here, but we're looking forward to next year. You talked about on your planters and how you can install certain things as you go along, and they're not on every single row. Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, sure. Well, the big thing with the AgLeader system is everything is centers around the heart of our system, which is our display, our Integra display. It's the do-it-all display. Well, the nice thing about the AgLeader system is growers can build into, they can step into stuff easily. They can build into a complete package. So a great example is a great way to start on a planter is just to put some good quality planter monitoring on it. Help to determine, am I planting efficiently? Am I planting too fast? Do I need to monitor my singulation? Need to monitor my population? All the way down to the individual row level to depict mechanical issues on the planter. Then a lot of guys will move into row clutches. AgLeader has row clutch options for most every major model planter on the market. Row clutches, you know, I'm finding a lot of farmers are finding they can pay for clutches in 400 or 500 acres anymore. So this really helps, especially the smaller farmers, be more profitable. Helps them have these technologies. It helps them compete. And once they've usually moved into row clutches, one of the big things, a big push over the last few years has been variable rate technology on the planter. There's a lot of different options out there. AgLeader participates in that market as well. And then we showing off our hydraulic downforce system today, which is kind of probably the pinnacle where guys need to get to. You know, seed that's not put in at the right depth, seed that's put in too shallow, not going to germinate. It's probably the biggest yield hitter there is. If you don't get the seed up, it has no chance. Hydraulic downforce ensures it gets put in at the right depth with the least amount of compaction.
Can't make it or you're not in Illinois? Don't worry. Stay tuned. I'll have more for you here on precision.agwired.com or on agwired.com. As always, follow along on Twitter and join in the conversation on Facebook. I'm Leah Guffey, your host. Until next time.